humans are burning fossil fuels at a frantic pace, increasing the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and altering global climate. Global climate change is one of the worst environmental problems we face.
Yael, what if there were a way to take carbon dioxide back out of the atmosphere?
It's an interesting idea, Don, but carbon capture strategies are generally too expensive to be feasible.
But suppose the capture strategy made a valuable product. In 2015, a team of chemists reported that they invented a process that uses solar energy to take carbon dioxide out of the air and make carbon nanofibers. Carbon nanofibers are a structural material stronger and lighter than steel. They've been used to make wind turbine blades and the airframe of Boeing's Dreamliner aircraft.
There still might be a problem. To reverse global climate change, you would need to remove billions of tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere every year. And the market for carbon nanofibers might not be large enough to make that possible. To restore carbon dioxide to pre-industrial levels in a decade, you would need to cover an area the size of Texas and Utah with solar collectors.
The chemists still have a long way to go to turn their laboratory demonstration into a practical industrial process. But they think that carbon nanofibers could eventually replace steel, aluminum, and concrete as building materials.
Critics claim that even if they did, it still wouldn't be enough to keep pace with our burning of fossil fuels. There's no substitute for reducing carbon dioxide emissions.
Sure, but carbon capture may also be part of the solution.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.